Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
You know, I might be on my last breath with the 76ers.
So far down.
So are a lot of people.
Yeah, as Joel Embiid ruled out again tonight with a sprained foot that they said was day-to-day. He injured it on Christmas against the Celtics. When he injured it, I think was when he fell over the photographer, or he also stepped on somebody's foot.
Oh, in Boston, yeah.
In Boston.
In warm-ups, right?
In warm-ups, yeah. Or it was the thing later in the game where it looked like he might have twisted his ankle or something. But then he played four games afterwards. And now I think he's missed five consecutive games with the same sprained foot that they say is day-to-day. Dude, this is just the worst season. The worst Sixers basketball season
in a while. It's been a while.
The 1920 season was bad. The Horford season, but at least there were moments in that season that we felt like they were good. You know, maybe even the season started off good. I think we started off 3-0. Man,
that was COVID year, right?
It was COVID year.
When COVID came.
Yep, yes. And that was when Ben was injured in the playoffs,
in the bubble, yeah.
And we got swept by Boston.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, I mean, it is awful. It is truly awful, and you wonder if we are, everybody's asking, are they hiding something with the injury?
Right.
They wouldn't have, I was talking to, I don't know if he wants me to say it, a Sixers writer earlier, but like, they wouldn't have flown him to Orlando if they didn't think he could play. You know, and it sort of felt like they sat everyone last night because back to back, they're punting that game so they could have a real shot at this game.
Yeah.
And he's not playing in this game either. I don't know, man. It feels bad. I have no information. I don't know anything, but it feels bad.
No, it really does. And even for those that were trying to wrap their minds around, okay, maybe he misses one of the back to back games. But he's going to play, you know, at least two or three times out of the week. You'll get a chance to see him play. I don't think they were ready. None of us were ready to sort of take on this. And to where, I think Joel's played, nine games, 10 games, something like that?
I don't know how many, but it's
been
feels
so
like that.
Sparingly
I think maybe it's 13, but whatever it is. He didn't finish all the games he played in, you know.
It feels, not only with just Joel, Paul George not being in all the time. And then now we got Maxey that's a little banged up. And you got the supporting guys. Well,
Andre Drummond hasn't played in 2 weeks.
Caleb Martin's
been hurt all year.
Yes. It's
And I don't think...
And Nick Nurse is getting older by the press conference.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell.
Yes,
he hasn't done a good job, but also I look at it and I go, what does a good job even look like this year? Maybe
I
they
agree.
Have three more wins, maybe, but it's doomed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's truly been horrible. And it's not like Sixers were expecting the Embiid thing to look like this. I think they were expecting him to play 50 games,
right.
48 games, something like that. Not like this. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com, which more describes how you currently feel about Nick Sirianni. I'm a Nick guy, or he's growing on me. 63.2% say I'm a Nick guy. 36.8% say he's growing on me. So I mentioned, we asked Brandon Graham, we had, I think there were two moments in the Eagles game where we didn't know who had the ball at the bottom of the pile, but the Oren Burks, the opening kickoff was the one where they were fighting over it. And I asked, well, is the entire exchange in here? So I wanted to ask Brandon about it. So here's how it went.
You mentioned the fumble that Oren caused. I'm sure you've been at the bottom of many piles fighting for a football. How tough is that? And what is the dirtiest thing you've ever done to another player to get that ball?
Well, people out there tickling people and doing all that stuff, man, it's crazy. It's crazy to try to get that ball, boy.
Tickling is a weird strategy to go with.
That's a weird one, ain't it? But when you get somebody to hit you under them arms or something, boy,
so it's an effective strategy.
It is. It's like, you ever see somebody's legs, like, gets kicking? That's what's going on.
It's funny, a picture I went at the bottom of the pile, just giggling.
Man.
Who can hold on to the ball while laughing?
For real. For real. If somebody on the under the pile, some old lineman, man, be out there just in there to just mess with people. That's it.
So, Ike, have you ever tickled or been tickled at the bottom of a pile when there's a loose ball?
No, too violent for that. So I'm not down there tickling people. I'm down there eye gouging.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've stuck my fingers inside of someone's face mask, right? Like, you poke them in the eye. To
see,
get
that's
them
what I expected Brandon to say.
Yeah, I've had my, I've had the family jewels grabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike Grable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You
dropped
the ball?
No, I think it was B. West. Let me ask him tomorrow as he's joining us.
Yeah.
He muffed the punt when we played the Patriots back in 2003.
Okay.
And now it's a scramble for the ball.
Right.
And now we're all scrambling for it. And I felt like, I think I had it. I thought I had it. And all I know is all I felt was somebody grab the family jewels. And I remember screaming like a little girl. I'm just saying, I did. And all I heard was Mike Brable. What did he say? What did I say he said, Fritzy?
You said he said, shut up, Ike.
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah, that's a true story, man.
Yes, oh, my God.
That Mike Brable.
Yeah.
Yes,
the new head coach
yes,
of the.
Yes.
So, wow. Yes. So you've been intimate with the head coach of the new head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And like I said, I've done some things to some people in those piles, too. So, you know. I've never done that.
So no tickling and no jewels grabbing
for
you? All right. 215-592-9494. Seth and Media, you're on WIP.
Well, what's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are having a good day, enjoying the victory from the other day. Ike, I don't know if you remember the conversation we had last week, but you called the end of that game. I said they were going to end it with an interception, and you said, how about Quinion Mitchell?
There we go.
Yeah, man. I was psyched. I heard that. I was like, oh, he was right. That was awesome. Spike, I feel like you're going to just die on that Sixers boat, man. I am so out on basketball in this city. NBA in general has been disappointing for the last better part of a decade. But, I mean, this team, they can't get out of their own way. They haven't been able to, and it just keeps getting worse.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Not like I'm a sports talk host. I have a Sixers podcast. It's not like I can just quit. You can quit. I don't blame you. But
I feel like you still exude that love for him. I get it. Growing up in this town, you know, being 4-for-4 like my whole life, and or you know later in years 5-for-5, whatever. But it feels like I get nothing from the fans. Get nothing from them. I mean, you're in a tough spot because you do have to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
You,
I try to, you know, I just try to, we've said this on the podcast sometimes too, a lot, if there's a lot of people who listen who don't watch the games anymore, and they just sort of check in with us to figure out what's going on. So I feel like that's a responsibility, but the other thing is like, you just, for me, I want to see it through. Do you know what I mean? Before I start, I can't ignore them, but like this whole thing, I just have to see how it ends. It's like people who watched Lost all the way into the end or The Walking Dead, and like right around season six, you're like, I'm ready for this to be over. And they have three more seasons, and you just have to find out why they're on the island. Yeah. I just have to find out what, like, how it actually ends. But I have very little optimism for the rest of whatever this era is. I don't know how you could feel any differently.
No, it's almost like the circus that's been going on. It's almost like the old school. I think they said it in the movie, too, like when the people were, the Howard Stern movie, they're like, well, why do people that hate him keep listening? And say, well, because I want to see what's going to happen next.
Right.
Like
it's
just insane. You know, it's insanity. So I wanted to talk about the game this coming week. You know, I'm feeling last week, you know, I was a little bit nervous going into the Green Bay game, and I even got put into the system as plant-based, but because of that opinion. But I feel like it was spot on. And this week, I'm not feeling any of that. I'm not feeling any nervousness. I mean, I feel like the run game is really where this team has got. I mean, we just got to ride that offensive line and Saquon Barkley right through L.A. and see where it gets us going forward.
I think that's what they're prepared to do. What they're prepared to do. You know, if there will be a time when the other team decides we're not going to let you run, and you know you can put so many guys out there to make it, and we're going to have to take advantage of that. But I certainly, since the bye week, the mission has been we ran the ball 60% of the time this year. Yeah. You know, and even looking at, I think Detroit ran 52 or 53% right. And Baltimore, and that number seemed kind of high for as high performing as those offenses were. So 60% is pretty outrageous, you know?
Well, it is, but I want to say, I was listening, I've been listening to the whole show, and you know, Chuck is so frustrating sometimes. I know you guys say that he has a point, you know, where it's hard to argue with him, at least, about Jalen. What more does this kid have to do? Like, I agree with Seth Jordan. Like, what more does he have to do? You know, so he had a bad game. You know, but right now, this time of year, right, we don't need style points, right? What we need is we need our quarterback to be good enough to win the game. And when we needed to put points up, we were able to do that because of plays that he was making or other guys on the team were
But Seth, you always need to be put. You always need to put points up. These are games that you cannot lose. So you can't the goal isn't to just like, hopefully you're up by one at the end of the game. You couldn't have watched that game on Sunday in the fourth quarter when it's 16-10 and thinking to yourself, how the hell are we going to lose a game that we got four turnovers with at home, including the very first play of the game where they're gifting us field position and we've got the best offensive line in football. We've got AJ Devante Saquon, and how the hell are we in this position? So to say that, like, we'll get it when we need it. You always need it. You always need points. You want to try to score as much as you can. So,
well, that's antiquated because you got to.
It's like, not.
I mean, when you got to answer back, right?
No.
When a team scores, especially this time of year, you can't let a team go get two scores on you, you know, three scores on you without answering back. And all I'm saying is when we needed it, we had it. You know, and you're right. And he left a lot. There's a lot of stuff that should have been taken care of early on. Four turnovers at home. We should have blown the doors off him. But that's what we talked about all last week was, is it going to take a little bit for this offense to get going? And this week going into it, I feel like the offense is going to be going from the get-go.
Take a little bit for the offense to get going? Like training camp started in July, Seth. They've been playing for most of the year.
3.5 weeks.
What's that?
3.5 weeks.
But it's the same thing. But Seth, I'm sorry, man. Like I'm trying to be. It's been the issues on Sunday were not any different than the issues a month ago or 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago. They're the same issues. He holds the ball too long. He doesn't get rid of it early. He gets sacked when he shouldn't. Like, all of those things are true. That doesn't mean the good things aren't there. But if you're going to tell me, we'll get it when we need it, well, I want it when we have opportunities early in the game when the defense creates turnovers so we're not sweating in the fourth quarter against a team that we've significantly outplayed, when we have a defensive performance that was as good a defensive performance from an Eagles team in a playoff game than that I can remember. You know, so I just, when you say what more could he do, that when we have two great wide receivers out there, throw him the ball. that's all I'm saying. It's just, it's not crazy.
He missed some throws. I just say I hear. I feel like he had a bad game. You know what I mean? And I am a Nick guy. And when the Eagles win a Super Bowl, Chuck can come by and get Sirianni and Jalen Hurts tattoo and all.
Yeah. All right, Seth. And at least Seth said he had a bad game. Yeah. So there you go. Hey, look. You want a new Hyundai, especially in the winter. I think about how if you need a new car in the winter, you want to feel secure in your car, right? You don't want to break down when it's cold out or there's a snowstorm. You need a brand new Hyundai. You got to go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, the cars are, the team at Colonial are going to give you the gold standard experience. Fast, easy, better. They're going to get you financing as low as 0% on select 2024s. And 2024s, how about this? Over 200 of them on the lot right now with your name on it waiting. Over 80 of them are less than 30 grand. So if you're worried about price, they got you there too. And your trade, if you're worried about, oh, I'm not going to get so much for my trade, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. OG Wade, what up, man?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, OG?
Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all campaigning to get an idiot back on my show. Chuck from Mount Airy, come up here spewing all hatred. And it's like you and Jack, Spike, y'all, oh, yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. let me just say this here. Let me put some respect on everything, damn it. If through a game, I understand what you want, Spike, and what every fan wants. They want it. Oh, catch this ball, catch that, throw it to that player. Okay, I get all that. In that game that you're seeing where the offense sputtered, did you notice that Jalen did a quarterback draw and got a first down that was called back on a holding penalty that put us behind the chains at a 2nd and 20? You remember that one?
So yep.
What is, and that happened three times in that game. So if Jalen gets up and complains about that, wouldn't that be weird? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of the game. So when you're not going to get scored, and Jack, you talking about, we had four turnovers. Okay, two of them turnovers was a punt. One went into the end zone, it came out to the 20. The other one, Slade picked off. That was as good as the damn punt. So we got 10 points off of two turnovers. So you coming into a game, and let me ask y'all a question. When would you grade Justin Herbert's performance?
So bad. So what?
F. What would you grade the Minnesota's quarterback?
F.
F.
So what are you grading Jalen?
C minus, D plus.
I gave him a B plus.
Here's
the thing. Oh, my ass. No, you didn't.
No.
How about this? OG, how about this? OG, how about this? I was reading, you respect Shield Kapadia, very smart guy, works for The Ringer, we have him on. He went back through the last 10 years of NFL playoff performances from quarterbacks, and Jalen's passing performance in terms of passing efficiency ranked 205th out of 219 performances, and every quarterback behind him in those rankings lost the game. So of 219 quarterback plays in the last 10 years, Jalen's passing performance ranked 205th. That is, you can't give that guy a good grade for that game. They won. He didn't turn the ball over. He had some tough runs. Great. But he's a quarterback. Passing's part of it, a large part of it, and he didn't do a good job.
All right, now, you know what you just, the shining part you said, You said they lost, right? Didn't you say they lost?
Yes.
Okay, Jalen won. How about that numbers? I don't have Apple State now.
All right.
I don't have Apple State now. So my point is this here, guys. The OG Wave 4.7.
Oh, my God.
All you want. Guess what? That's all that matters, Ike. That's all that matters. You can sit up here and do the Chill Capati. You can do the Elliott Shore Parks. You can do the Shady McCoys. You can do all of them. And I kicks all y'all asses.
And what is the four-point system again?
The Eagles offensive line against the Green Bay Packers D-line. Who won that battle?
That would be the Eagles offensive line.
Okay. The Eagles D-line against the Packers O-line. Who won that battle?
Oh, that'd be the Eagles D-line all day.
Which team rushed the ball more effectively?
Oh, that'd be the Eagles.
Which quarterback turned the ball over the least?
Oh, that'd be Jalen.
There you go.
Man, you know football.
I'm trying to tell you guys, y'all don't want to listen to me.
Well,
you know what? Nah,
we listen to you.
I think we listen to you.
I get it. It's not sexy. And y'all thinking, yo, everybody, well, OG, that's common sense. Well, why are we having these conversations? If what the hell I'm saying is common sense, and every time we win those 4 points, we win the damn game. And guess what? AJ had one catch. And he won the game, and it wasn't even close.
Hold on, OG. I want you. Because you're nuts. Hold on. I don't want you to hang up because I want to read this quote from Jalen.
Okay.
Yes. This is Jalen today speaking. He was asked about his last performance and getting into a rhythm early.
So I actually have?
You got the vote.
I have the audio of it.
Do you have it up? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead then. Let it roll.
We've heard you talk about getting into a rhythm. What goes into getting you into a rhythm early in the game?
Looks different. Every game is different, like I said. I think you guys need to understand that I don't play the game for anything other than to win.
Just
fine. And my role in each game will be different, and the approach in each game is different. And you know, you just want to go out there and do your job and take advantage of opportunities, obviously. And I think some things are magnified a little bit more because there's less opportunity in certain areas. But ultimately, it's about winning the game. You know, we're talking about playoff football.
Mm. Come on, man. Yep. Talk to him, OG. That's your guy right there.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I get what we're doing. But in what we're doing, there's some unknowns, like some uneducated. I'm giving you knowledge,
you
man.
Are.
Just
you
say
are.
He played bad. Just say it. He played bad, and they won. It's great.
They won in spite of him. It's okay.
Hey, it's okay.
Both of y'all, calm down.
He played bad.
When you say someone played bad, shouldn't the results be you lost?
No, because players play bad and teams win all the time.
That does happen all the time.
Okay. No.
When Jared Goff threw five interceptions and the Lions won the game, it's okay to say he played bad. It happens. It happens.
And Spike, you're absolutely right about that part. You see what I'm saying? But people say if it wasn't for the defense, this is what it's about. It's about the team. You go out there, there's times where you're going to need
We talk about the team, and we talk about the players. We're on 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, and one of the most important players is the quarterback who didn't play that well. Okay. Jeez, Louise. The text line. He got to me.
It's all right.
Oh, but yeah, it usually happens around this time.
You're in there as long as you could.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
So Spike gets to decide what the rules are to be a Nick guy now? How about I decide if Spike is even allowed to be a Nick guy at all? Ken and Cinnaminson.
Ah. Oh. But by the time Ken started criticizing me, I was a Nick guy at
that
point.
You were a Nick guy.
Yeah. It's just like he calls him special. And he goes overboard. He does like the Elliot thing. Ken's like the Elliot of Kent's. What's next?
I was a Nick guy until I heard Spike's Open on the show today. Brian Baldinger.
Yeah. That's very funny.
No, but he did say today. Good point, Spike.
Yes, I got a good point out of him.
Yes.
Yes. After he, well, there was the one point where I was like, well, whatever. What's next?
Spike today. Nick Sirianni is a great coach. I am a Nick guy.
Right.
Spike on Monday if the Birds lose. Big show today, guys. I have found podcast audio of Rex and Rob Ryan saying Nick Sirianni isn't half the coach their dad was. Frank in Ardmore.
Now, the one thing you can say about, you can say I'm wrong. I don't flip-flop very often.
No.
I stick to my takes.
Yeah, you have some conviction.
Sometimes, maybe too long, some may say. What's next?
Nobody plays anymore. Broads' new Sixers in 3 seconds segment.
Sixers and six.
Yep.
As we call it, Sixers and six. What's next?
After snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, we all worried that Penn State fans had lost their trademark smugness. But Chris in Middletown's call today confirmed it is alive and well. We are! Alex in Lancaster.
Chris is the most smug caller we have.
Yeah, but by far. Well.
What?
Ken's got some smugness.
Oh, yeah. Ken from Cinnaminson. Ken makes better points than Chris does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Except for the whole Alec Boehm thing. What's next?
Spike. Baldy, the last time the Eagles played the Rams, they had their best offensive performance. My question is candy corn more likable than Jalen Hurts? Mark in Montco.
Candy corn?
Pets line.
I was trying to see if Baldy would disagree with me that it was their best offensive performance. And he didn't. He just took it and kept going.
Yeah, kept rolling.
Moved right along.
Yeah. Speaking of taking it, you know.
This guy. This guy. That's a transition, though.
Yeah. You know, athletes.
It's called a big dose of D.
Athletes, for when they prepare, they use supplements.
Yes.
Right?
To I know be, about that.
Be at peak performance.
No, you don't.
Be at peak performance. You want to be at peak performance?
Where?
With your lady.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or maybe with your fella. Whatever you choose.
Yeah, whatever your
choice. In the bedroom.
Is. Yep.
Blue Chew gets you there, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's not. We're in a new day and age, right?
I was going to say this.
The idea of being embarrassed by this.
No.
Guess what, fellas? We don't have to be.
No. Nope.
Because quite frankly, a lot of us need it.
Yes.
We're just too, we feel like it's uncool to actually have to do it. But you know what? You know who appreciates it more than anyone? Your partner.
Yes. It's about going from good to great sometimes.
Yes, it's okay.
It's okay. Yes. So Blue Chew, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, in chewable form. Chewable. So it could be last minute. You get the text message on your way home. Tonight's the night. Yeah. Pop. Get going.
Is that the sound you have to make too?
Well, and the great thing about chewing it, gets into the bloodstream faster.
Oh, yes. Blue Chew online prescription service. No visits to the doctor. No weird conversations.
Mm-mm.
No wait in line at the pharmacy right next to some old ladies wondering if you have a cold or something.
Yep.
Ships right to your door in a discreet package.
I mean, as we learned earlier, even the envelopes are hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Stiff.
Look, I'm telling you, Blue Chew is the way to go. And you just log on, you meet with one of their licensed medical providers. They find out which of those ingredients is best for you. And free. What's better than high performance? Free high performance. Blue Chew's going to let you try it for free. First month free. So go to bluechew.com. You do your little consultation. You get the discreet package in the mail. First month for free. And then you'll be ready to
do it
and chew it.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it.
Yes.